Damn, Daniel. Back at it again with the white man.
Damn. Yo, what's good, everybody? This your girl, Lita, with Unreligious, and it's fucking Friday. We're back. I miss you niggas and nigglets. I miss my family. I know. You know what we do. We gonna smoke here in a little bit. We rolling. I mean, what you want me to say? We're fucking rolling. Shit. I didn't have a blunt ready for you guys today. But nevertheless, we're here. We're gonna be talking some bullshit, some good shit, some hood shit, and some real shit. I mean, shit, fuck it. I got a special guest with us today. We're gonna get into some new music. We're gonna chill. We're gonna relax. So get your tea, get your coffee, your water, whatever you need to chill with me. We're gonna be chilling right here on Unreligious. So we'll be right back. Y'all get ready. I ain't playing with y'all. Get ready. All right, here we go.
Dope as shit, bro. You need to check it out, for real. Friday's
11-11. I swear to God. It's only my third day out here. Yeah. Welcome back to Unreligious. Yeah, we back. Grab a snack and some weed and a wrap. Yeah. Kick your feet up, lean back and relax. Spark your shit up, take a hit, let it smack. And I'm back. Welcome back to Unreligious. Yeah, I'm back, yeah. Grab a snack and some weed and a wrap, yeah. Kick your feet up, lean back and relax. Spark your shit up, take a hit, let it smack. And I'm back. Yeah. All right, family, we are back, and today's date is April 23rd, 2021. It's Friday again. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad that you guys are back. Again, we have a special guest in the house. Can you please introduce yourself for me?
Yeah. It's your boy, RML Ilion, glow of the sunrise, the most exalted, the watcher of the east, the Columbus Zogah, in the building, in the flesh.
Y'all heard that shit. I don't have to do an introduction. You heard it. Oh my gosh. Fangirling. Yes. All right, guys. So, of course, we're going to be chilling with him today. We're going to get into some new music. We are going to have some questions. We're going to get some answers. And, yeah, I mean, y'all heard what we did last week. Khalif, we're going to do the same thing. So, sit back, relax. We're about to get into the Daily Boost. Before we do that, what are we smoking on today?
We're smoking the good cushion rosemary.
He said cushion rosemary. I told y'all about the rosemary, sage, and roses, right? So that's what we're smoking today. Oh, wait, hold on. Where's the blunt? Hold on. Wait. We have to take a hit. We have to. Here you go, sir. Here you go. Ooh. Yup, of course. I hope you guys got your blunts rolled up. Yeah, all right. I hope y'all smoking good like we smoking good. Shit. If you're not, I feel bad for you. I definitely feel bad for you.
Bad for you, son.
So, how's your week, man? How's your day been? What's been going on? What you got going new?
My week has been breathtaking. I mean, I got a lot of new things on the way. I'm completing a project, Columbus Zogah 2. Columbus Zogah 2 is definitely on the way. I got an album release party coming up the same day the project actually drops, which is May 21st. So I'm planning a big mansion house party. That's the plan. That's the goal. That's what I've been working on, crossing my T's and dotting my I's in that area.
I'm excited because I'm going. He don't know that I'm going yet, but I'm going. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there.
I appreciate you. I would love to have you there.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to a mansion party. Ooh, what am I wearing? Ooh, okay. Well, of course we have the Daily Boost. I hope you guys been okay. If not, I hope this Daily Boost brings you up. I know shit, your week can be bullshit at times. I get it. So here's your pick me up for the week. Enjoy it. All right, guys. So today is April the 23rd, Friday, April the 23rd, and today's Daily Boost. Stop looking for happiness in the same place that you lost it. Stop looking for happiness in the same place that you lost it. All right, so what does that mean? If you know that there is something in your life that makes you happy but fuck you up at the same time, why do you keep going back to it? If you know that you like alcohol but alcohol makes you drunk and you do stupid things when you're drunk, why do you go back to it? If you keep doing the same things over and over again and expecting different results, that is the definition of insanity. Now, do you want to be insane or do you want to grow? But like I've said before, growth is inevitable. You're going to grow either way, but how you grow and which direction you grow, that's your choice. So let go of the things that make you happy but fuck you up. And find a different outlet, find a different thing. Go within yourself and find something within you that makes you happy. It's nobody else's responsibility to make yourself happy but you. Once you understand and you learn that, shit's gonna get better, I promise you. That's the Daily Boost for April 23rd, 2020. I hope y'all enjoyed that. I love you. Stay blessed and keep a smile on your face. And we're back. All right, y'all. I hope you guys enjoyed the Daily Boost of the day. And we back chilling with L. What's good, bro? How are you doing today?
What's up with you? What's up? I'm doing good. I'm doing phenomenal today.
All right, so we actually going to ask L a couple of questions. We got an exclusive. Look, this is the second exclusive Unreligious has had. I feel special, man. I feel. Listen, if you got a song you want to drop, hit us up on our Instagram. That's UN_religious. UN_religious on our Instagram. Let me know what you got popping. If you dope, I promise you I'll play it. I told you I'm low-key a DJ. I got y'all. I promise you I got y'all. So, L, I got a couple questions. You cool with that?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so first and foremost, where are you from?
I'm from Columbus, Ohio, North Side, Brittenell area.
614, stand up, Buckeye City.
Yes, sir.
All right, so let me ask you a question. When did you start your career?
I started in 2015 officially, but I wrote my first song in 2014.
Okay, so what was that song? What did you drop?
The song was off this project called Hatfield. Specified track was called Speckled Print. It was track 4. So the project was called Hatfield. It was based off of Tinker Hatfield, the guy who designed Jordans. So each track was based off the numbers that are retro. So obviously track 4 was based on the Cement Force, which was my favorite Jordan at that time.
Okay.
So yeah, that's what the track was based on. But it was like mixing my perception of my reality at that time along with my material situation or fetish of the shoes at that point in time too.
All right. So, Jay's, oh my God. So, I think ones, of course, is probably my favorite. Jay, you can't go wrong with a pair of ones. They literally go with everything. So, I feel you on that. So, you got into rap. Like, who made you get into rap? Who was you listening to? Who inspired you?
All right. So, growing up, I listened to a lot of Nas, a lot of Common, a lot of Jay-Z, a lot of Biggie. And I listened to Pac, DMX, 8-Ball, MJG. A lot of Southern like greats for real, because my family's from the South, so that's what really influenced my ear, and that's why I sound the way I sound when it comes to making my music.
All right, that's cool. Again, rest in peace, DMX. We love you. That's a poet. You a poetry. What the fuck, leader? All right. So you got some new music for us, an exclusive. We about to drop this shit. Please introduce your new song.
You know what it is. This your boy Armel Ilion. This is my song Mercy off the new upcoming album Columbus Zo God 2.
Was gonna say shit about me. I was like, that's love. But since I gotta focus on this music.
It's a million ways to send a shot, but none of it can hurt me. It's a million ways to get this money, but it's no more mercy. I don't gotta whip a pot, I don't gotta make a sale. You don't really want your spot, the way you rapping, I could tell. It's a million ways to send a shot, but none of it can hurt me. It's a million ways to get this money, but it's no more mercy. I don't gotta whip a pot, I don't gotta make a sale. You don't really want your spot, the way you rapping, I could tell. I don't got no mercy for him, I don't got no patience either. Way they talk about a nigga, I'ma make him a believer. I've been nice to all these people, they gon' probably call me evil. I'm just here for the chosen, I don't care about other people. It's a crazy time we in, I'm just rapping for revenge. To every hating ass nigga that said I wasn't going. It's a crazy time we in, I'm just snapping once again. I'm just flexing on the girls that said I couldn't bag them then. Yeah, I did dirt, sold perks, I don't like to go to work. I just love to do that magic. Watch a nigga run the earth. I got problems, watch me solve them. We not homies, please don't call them. Some my niggas back to ballin'. Some my niggas back to ballin'. I stop Cubans, I'm a boss like I'm Rick Rubin. Heard you niggas out here rapping, he don't know what he doing. I been thinking about a chick while my foot's on next. Think about the money so much that I can't rest. It's a million ways to get this money, but it's no more mercy. Y'all not trying with this rap, so none of you niggas can touch me. My own city don't know I rap.
Can't believe it.
But y'all gon' thank the nigga when I put us on the map. It's a million ways to send a shot, but none of it can hurt me. It's a million ways to get this money, but it's no more mercy. I don't gotta whip a pot, I don't gotta make a sale. You don't really want your spot, the way you rapping, I can tell. It's a million ways to send a shot, but none of it can hurt me. It's a million ways to get this money, but it's no more mercy. I don't gotta whip a pot, I don't gotta make a sale. You don't really want your spot, the way you rapping, I can tell. I've been out here for a minute, you don't see it, but I'm winning. Y'all been talking about nothing, so you can tell that I'm different. Got some money with some niggas that I went to school with. I'm just thankful that my face ain't make the news clip. Do the race like Tay K, but make sure my girl okay. I'm just out here chasing pay, there ain't nothing I can say. Rapping circles round you niggas, I deserve a couple mil. Smoking killer with the killers, I'm a real rap dealer, yeah. Selling albums out of Louis bag. Mad, I got stupid swag. Told them it's no mercy, now I'm tapping in that Louis bag. I can tell you whack as hell, you ain't got no mental skill. You don't want your spot for real, the way you rapping, I can tell. This is for them niggas that was talking down. I'm too smart, so I don't gotta move a pound. I am royal by blood, a nigga got a custom crown. Gotta come with other ways to get this money now. Let's get this money now. It's a million ways to get this money, but it's no more mercy. Y'all not trying with this rap, so none of you niggas can touch me. My own city don't know I rap. But y'all gon' thank the nigga when I put us on the map. It's a million ways to send a shot, but none of it can hurt me. It's a million ways to get this money, but it's no more mercy. I don't gotta whip a pot, I don't gotta make a sale. You don't really want your spot, the way you rapping, I can tell. It's a million ways to send a shot, but none of it can hurt me. It's a million ways to get this money, but it's no more mercy. I don't gotta whip a pot, I don't gotta make a sale. You don't really want your spot, the way you rapping, I can tell.
Tell. You see, I want this shit so bad. I got hunger pains, and that pain, I appreciate it. Cause I'ma be ruthless, I ain't gonna show y'all no more mercy. For real.
Oh my god. Yo, that was lit. I told you I played some dope ass fucking music. That shit's fucking lit. That shit's lit. Alright, you gotta tell me just a little bit about the song, please.
Alright, so that song was made because I was going through some legal troubles where my friends was, and they actually kept it 100 and said they would keep my name out of it. So they actually protected me because they seen what potential I had and where I was going in the music situation. So they wanted to keep it away from me as far as possible. So therefore, they was like, if you gonna do this music stuff, you gotta do it all in. Like, sort of like the Biggie situation with his friends. So I was like, alright, bet. I'm gonna really do it, and I ain't gonna show them no mercy. I'm just stand on their neck to the end of time.
No mercy. I promise y'all, no mercy. No mercy for everybody, bro. I'm on niggas next, 2021. I'm like this nigga, no mercy, nigga, all 2021. Okay, let me
say
stop.
That shit.
Okay, let me stop. So, I appreciate you coming by. I know y'all got to bang out real quick. Listen, it was an honor. It was a pleasure to chill with you and get some new music. Was there anything else y'all want to say to the people? Please drop your tags.
Yo, you can follow me on Instagram at rm.el.ilion. That's on Facebook too as RML Ilion. You can search me on all social media and streaming platforms as RML Ilion. Watch out, Columbus Zogot 2 is definitely on the way. Stay tuned then.
All right, I appreciate it. These niggas about to get up out of here. Yeah, we gonna still chill though. Fuck them. We about to roll up again. I don't care. We gonna chill. So we'll be right back. We got the topic of the day, but we'll be right back. I love y'all. Hold on, just wait a minute. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. I just had to let them out real quick. Yeah, so we're about to roll up, like I said, man. I hope y'all got y'all's weed and everything you need to smoke with me. Well, I'm about to be a rapper, too. I'm a DJ and a rapper. I'm about to do both. All right, y'all. So up next, we have I Am Appalled, then Topic of the Day, then Song of the Day, and then we up through. I love chilling with y'all. You feel me? I hope y'all love chilling with me. So up next is I'm Appalled, and I got some shit to talk about this week. The fuck? Are you serious? Yeah, y'all gotta do better. Fuck out of here. All right, y'all, I'll be right back on Unreligious. Hey.
News in Columbus, reaction, and a close look at the officer body camera video showing the death of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant.
A Columbus Police Department officer fired the fatal shot. It happened at around 4:30 in the afternoon Tuesday on Legion Lane. That's near Chatterton and Bryce Roads.
Krista Frost joins us now with what happened, as well as an exclusive interview with Micaiah's mother. Krista.
Yeah, so her mother talked to us yesterday, telling us that her daughter, Micaiah Bryant, was a good student on the honor roll, was generally a peaceful person. And now, of course, she's trying to wrap her head around what happened leading to her daughter's death. Let's go ahead and take you to the scene yesterday, around 4:30 yesterday afternoon on Legion Lane. Officers were called to the area for a disturbance, a group of girls fighting outside of a home. Police tell us that the call came to them from someone saying other girls were trying to stab her, but they were unable to get any more information before that call was lost. When officers arrived at the scene, it escalated pretty quickly. One teen appearing to try to stab others with a knife, and that's when an officer fired his gun. And due to the sensitive nature of this video, we're choosing not to show you what exactly happens next, but we can tell you that the 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant shot and killed her mother. Again, talked with us shortly after this happened, and she tells us that Micaiah is the person who called police asking for help.
Micaiah had a mother.
Man, all right, so where do we start at? Because honestly, to be 100% honest, I'm like completely and utterly sick and tired of this shit. And the fucked up part about it is, this is in my city, Columbus, Ohio. This is where I reside. This is my city, my hometown. Well, Springfield, but this is my city. The fuck, CPD? So this happened out east, near Refugee and Bryce Road, for anybody who's familiar with that intersection. And from what I'm gathering is, you know, just from outside of the news story, from what I'm gathering is some girls tried to come over her house and tried to jump her. And she had the knife for self-defense. She's the one who called the police and was asking for help. I just don't understand what's up with police killing black women who are in distress. Explain it to me. What's up with police killing black women who are in distress? I don't understand it, never will understand it, and I'm just trying to wrap my head around this, but there's nothing to wrap your head around because it is what it is. Here we go again. Another police officer not trained well enough to do his fucking job and not have another fucking body on his fucking head. The fuck? Hey, yo, police stations, police officers, police chiefs, train these niggas to understand that black skin don't mean danger, danger. You see a black woman with a knife, the first thing you need to do, she's not even a woman, I'm sorry, let me keep rephrasing. You see a black child with a fucking knife, and the first thing your instincts was to do was to fucking shoot? Now in the video, it does show her going after the other little girl and, you know, with the knife, but the way I saw it, he could have easily tased her. He could have easily wrestled her. He could have took a cut. That's what your job is. You're a fucking police officer. You're supposed to laugh in the face of danger. Ha 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 ha. That's what you're supposed to do, nigga. That's what you're supposed to do. But is that what y'all doing? No. Y'all trigger happy, bro. Y'all niggas is trigger happy, bro. Like, I'm really, like, trying everything in my power not to fucking cry right now. Like, dead ass, because this shit don't make no fucking sense. What so fucking ever. Makai, rest in peace, baby. We love you. I'm fucking appalled. Columbus Police Department, what the fuck are y'all doing? This ain't the first time we done protested in this fucking city. You know how we get down. You know how the niggas in Columbus get down. Stop playing with us, bro. Stop fucking playing with us. What happened last summer, bro? What happened last summer? Columbus Police Department, what happened summer of 2020? We tore that bitch up. Stop fucking playing with us. We tired. We're fucking tired. Police, reform the police? Definitely. Definitely reform that shit, bro. Cause this shit has to stop. This shit is fucking ridiculous. A 15-year-old black little girl, her mama done lost her daughter over what? Nigga, pull your taser out, bro. That shit don't make no goddamn sense. We hurt. We out here hurting right now. We are hurting right now, man. We're fucking hurting. Y'all, man, all we gotta do is stand up. The game that they playing it on our backs. All we gotta do is stand the fuck up. Game over. If they ain't got a table to play on, how the fuck they gonna play? Stand the fuck up. Tired of this shit, man. Fucking tired. I'm beyond appalled. I'm tired, I'm hurt, I'm frustrated, I'm pissed the fuck off. I'm ready to throw hands. I'm like, dead ass. Columbus, Ohio, I love you. I'm here with you. I know we hurting right now. I know we hurting, baby. But I'm here with you, I got you. We got each other. We got each other. Mama, we're praying for you. We love you. This shit is hard. I know it is. I know it is, but we got you. We got you. Shit don't make no sense, man. Oh, man. I love y'all, man. Buckeye City, I'm here for you. I love you. I'm appalled, y'all. I'm hurt, y'all. I'm fucking hurt. This your girl, Leader with Unreligious. We'll be back. Give me a second, bro. Give me a second. We'll be back. I promise you, I got y'all. Oh, man. All right, guys. That kind of took a little bit of energy out of me. Yeah, being an empath sucks, right? Being able to feel all that shit sucks. All right, man, so we have the topic of the day that's next. Just try to get on a little bit of a lighter note, a little bit of inspiration. Just try to get us out of this this craziness, man. They would lock one nigga up for killing a nigga. And then this motherfucker wanna kill the little girl. It's like, it's what the fuck? Like, can we get a break, please? So, yeah, we about to get into this daily topic, man. I need something to, where's my shit at? Oh, shit. I ran out of weed. Okay, so I gotta go to the weed man. Yeah. So listen, we about to roll up and we about to chill and we about to do our thing or whatever. But I gotta go hit my nigga up real quick, and then when I come back, we're just gonna hop in the daily topic. Is that cool with you? I mean, it's cool with me. Is it cool with you though? Yeah. I mean, you got some weed? No. I mean, if you do, go ahead and roll that shit up. You feel me? Get you some of your coffee, your tea, your water. You know. Okay. All right. All right, yo. All right. Well, we'll be back right here at Unreligious. Yeah. Topic of the day next. Hey. All right, guys, so it is time for the daily topic, or the topic of the day. This is going to be for Friday, April the 23rd. So today's daily topic is acknowledging that you are comfortable and striving to be uncomfortable. Acknowledging that you're comfortable and striving to be uncomfortable. What does that mean? So when you are comfortable, that means you are used to a daily schedule, a daily routine, something that you do repetitively, something that is damn near a ritual to you, right? When you are comfortable, you are sunk into a place of being lackadaisical. You are in a place of being lazy. You are in a place of being unmotivated. Stagnant water is really just comfortable water. Stagnant water stinks. It has not been stirred. It has not been moved. So therefore, there's no circulation. There's no draining. There's no filtration. There's nothing to get that new water in and the old water out. So what does it do? It stands still. It grows bacteria. It gets toxins, and it stinks. It fucking stinks. It makes you gag. It makes your stomach turn, right? That's comfortable water. That's stagnant water, right? So what do we want to do? We want to acknowledge that, hey, I'm in the same place that I've been in for the last 5 years, 10 years, the last even a year, honestly. I've been at the same job for the last 5, 7, 10 years, and I have not moved up. I have not got a promotion. I have not gained any skills for me to be recognized. I haven't done anything I need to try to move on. So what do? You recognize it. You realize it. I'm comfortable. I'm doing the same shit, and I'm not growing the way I want to grow. I'm not growing up. I'm not growing with fruit. I'm not growing to benefit society or even benefit myself, benefit my family. So what do you need to do? You got to strive to be uncomfortable. What does striving to be uncomfortable mean? It means to have faith. Literally to have faith. If you are uncomfortable, that means that you are just found out that you lost your job. You just found out that you did not get the position that you applied for. You just found out that you did not get the promotion, but you're okay. Because you know without a shadow of a doubt that it's going to be okay. Everything's going to work out in your favor. Everything is going to work out in your good. You have to be uncomfortable in order to receive the blessings that are meant for you. You have to be uncomfortable in order to see things in a different perspective. You have to be uncomfortable in order to get to the places and be successful in the ways that you want to be successful. Being uncomfortable is a beautiful thing. Feeling something new, feeling the unknown, being excited about what could happen, what you know is going to happen. You know that you've been grinding. You know that you've been putting in the work. Faith without works is dead. So you know you've been putting in the work, but you don't have the faith and understanding that you are going to make it. Do you ever just get excited that you know you got your check coming? You know for a fact you're getting paid every Friday. That Wednesday, that Thursday, you start getting excited because you know that check is going to hit your account. It's the same thing. Get excited. Start thanking the Most High for the things that you're about to get. Start thanking the Most High for the things that you don't even see that are right in front of your face. They're coming. It's there. You literally just have to grind it out. You have to grind this shit out. You got to keep your head down and keep working and keep putting the faith in that it's going to work. With faith without works is dead. You can speak those things that are not into existence as such they were as much as you want, but faith without works is dead. Works without faith is dead. Put in the work. Be uncomfortable. Realize you are comfortable and be uncomfortable. Get excited. And here's the thing. Faith doesn't come overnight. You have to talk yourself into that shit like dead ass. You have to. That's what manifesting is. I talk about manifesting all the time, saying, I have this house. I'm going to be wealthy. I am wealthy. I am wealthy. I am wealthy. I am successful. I have this car. My car is in the garage. I have this job. I have this amount of money in my account. I got $200,000 in my account right now. It's pending. It's coming. Thank you. I'm humble. I'm forever grateful. That's faith. That's faith. That's what you call faith. That's what you call being uncomfortable. That's what you call dwelling in being uncomfortable. That's what you do. The unknown is a beautiful thing. People look like at the unknown like it's always a negative thing. It's not always a negative thing. The unknown can be a beautiful thing. It can be a positive thing, but are you willing to actually see what it is? Are you willing actually to be patient? for that unknown to become known? Striving to be uncomfortable. Always want to be uncomfortable. Don't ever get too comfortable where you at. Always strive for more. Always strive for better. I love you. Keep a smile on your face and be blessed. This has been your daily topic for April the 23rd, 2021. This your girl Lita with Unreligious, and we will be right back. Hey. So yeah, we're back, and that was the topic of the day, acknowledging that you are comfortable and realizing and striving to be uncomfortable. Let me repeat that. Acknowledging and realizing that you are comfortable and striving to be uncomfortable. Yeah, so that was for me. Of course, I tell y'all all that all the time, but I hope that touched somebody. I hope that resonated with somebody. I hope somebody got something out of that. You know what I'm saying? So it has come to the time of the day, my favorite time, song of the day. I'm about to play a bop. Don't know what it is yet. I've been having brain farts on these songs of the day because I just have too many that I want to play. I got way too many I want to play. I know I get to play one every episode, but, you know, I got some, man, my bag is deep, y'all. My bag is deep. I got everything from R&B to gospel to hip-hop to country to blues to alternative to neo-soul to just regular soul to everything, to rock, to punk rock, to just everything. I love everything. I love all music. So, again, if you want to hear something, I don't care what it is, as long as it's a bop, please let us know. Send it to us in our IG. That's UN_religious. That's UN_religious. And like I said, I'm really a DJ, y'all. Just call me DJ Lita F Baby. You feel me? Oh, that got a ring to it. Lita F Baby. And you know me a little way. We both Libras. So, yeah, Lita F Baby. Okay. All right, y'all. So up next is Song of the Day right here on Unreligious.
AK on my nightstand, right next to that Bible. But I swear with these 50 shots, I'll shoot it out with 5-0. Pockets getting too fat, no weight watch, no lipo. Money talks, bullshit walks on a motherfucking tightrope. And I make that pussy tap out, I knock that pussy out cold. Nigga, you get beat the crap out, but that just how the dice roll. These hoes want that hose pipe, so I give all these hoes pipe. She get on that dick and stay on all night like porch lights. Let's do it, fuck talking. We out here, we ballin', and I'm spraying at these rusty niggas like WD-40. We fucked up, we trucked up, no ifs, ands, or but fucks. Bitch niggas go behind your back like nunchucks, and that's fucked up. But my hoes down, my cups up, my niggas down for whatever. These bitches think they too fly, but tell them hoes I pluck feathers. I'm Tunchi, young Tunchi, I wear truck fit for Gucci. She blowin' kisses at me with her pussy lips, smooches, and that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you. Wow. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Look at you.
Now look at us.
Now look at us.
All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck.
You hoe ass.
Never talk to the cops, I don't speak pig Latin. I turned the pen into a motherfucking Janet Jackson. Tell the bitches that be hatin', I ain't got no worries. I just wanna hit and run like I ain't got insurance. Ho, what's your name, what's your sign? Zodiac killer. All rats gotta die, even Master Splinter. Yeah, murder 187, I be killin' them bitches. I hope all dogs go to heaven, and I got Xanax. Percocet, Promethazine with codeine. Call me Mr. Sandman. I'm selling all these hoes dreams. Got a white girl with big titties, flat ass TV screen. I keep a bad bitch, call me the BB King. And you know I got that mouth outer, then put the bitch out like a house fire. I'm killing these hoes like Michael Myers. I eat that cat just like a lion. And I can't trust none of these niggas, can't trust none of these hoes. And I see your girl when I want. I got that whole TiVo. Got a red ass bitch with a red ass pussy. Nigga try me, that's a dead ass pussy. Since y'all motherfuckers so blind to the fact, to tell you the truth, don't care who's looking. All I know is I love my bitch. That pussy feel just like heaven on earth. 6 feet deep, dick shovel in the dirt. R.I.P. Rest in pussy. Like that shit, then pass that shit. We gon' get so smoked out. And then I went, got locked up. Every night I dreamt I broke out. One time for them pussy niggas. That's that shit I don't like. We eating over here, nigga. Fuck around and have a food fight. And that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you. Now look at us.
Yeah.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas live rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck all y'all
look bitch. At you.
Straight up.
Now look at us.
Any bitch out there that ain't that won't give me no pussy.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Fuck you and your asshole, bitch.
All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck.
And your nigga a hoe.
All my nigga look rich as fuck. Hey, all my nigga look rich as fuck. All right, yeah, so I made a Lil Wayne reference. I had to dig in my Lil Wayne bag. You know what I'm saying? That was Lil Wayne featuring 2 Chainz, rich as fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's how I've been feeling. Y'all better reach up and claim that wealth and success. I'm telling you, it's out there. That money's out there. Y'all just really gotta just speak that shit. Y'all's words are way more powerful than what y'all think. I promise you they are. So, yeah, that's how I've been feeling. Rich as fuck, bro. I don't know. I just been, you know, moving different, spending different, just believing different type shit. I don't know. I hope y'all, man, run that shit back. Go ahead and rewind this a little bit. Run that shit back. Go ahead and picture yourself in that Benz and that brand new house and shit. Go ahead and run that shit back. All right, man. It is the end of the show. I appreciate y'all coming to Unreligious and chilling with me, your girl Lita. Make sure that y'all drink y'all water, y'all pray, y'all stretch, y'all meditate, and wash your funky ass. I mean that spiritually and physically, but you know, physically manifest spiritually, spiritually manifest physically type shit. You feel what I'm saying? Anyways, make sure y'all wash y'all ass. Yeah, make sure you align yourself. Make sure you good. You feel me? Until next time, make sure y'all hit our IG. That's UN_religious. That's UN_religious. I would love to hear from y'all. Drop me a comment. Let me know what's good with you. If you want to hear the song of the day, drop me a bop. If you just want to ask some shit, I got you. If you just need somebody to talk to, I got you. All right? Until next time, next Friday, next Wednesday, midweek bullshit. Friday, you know, it's me and you, baby. It's me and you. It's us. It's us against the world, girl. All right, y'all, man. I'm out of here, bro. I'm out. All right, again, until next time, thank you for coming by Unreligious. It's your girl, Lita. Hey.